Greetings and welcome to episode 44. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 6 times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will get your musical inclinations and vibes moving. My special guest is a living legacy who will inspire young people who are interested in music, experienced people who want to learn more, and anyone who has the love of the arts to follow their dreams. I am so elated that at a time when we need exceptional people such as my special guest to help motivate, inspire, and uplift our spirits and soften our hearts, he can bring the right touch. My special guest is Mr. Seth Washington. Let me share a little bit more about his journey. Writer and vocal artist Seth Washington is a featured content contributor for Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine's Performing Arts Department, while also giving voice to inspired spoken word for the performance trio Sports Coat. His storytelling and poetry move cinematically, depicting compelling narratives that celebrate people, places, things, and their legacies. In the year 2020, Washington's poetic words were featured in 2 art exhibitions, the Northern Virginia Fine Arts Association Speak Your Truth Black Lives Matter exhibits included the poem Wake Up and Dream while the Colored Girls Museum for a Time Like This series displayed his poetry and photographs. The words and the voice of the New Jersey native continue to be heard at events in D.C. and Maryland region, where he resides performing original poems as well as master of ceremonies duties in providing services as a voiceover artist. For jazz singer Conice Washington's critically acclaimed Shades of Shirley Horn album, he wrote and recorded a poem about Miss Horn and her iconic career. His vocals were accompanied on keys by the album's producer, Vince Evans, and he was featured as an opening track of the Horn Tribute Project released in 2019. Early life influences of radio, magazines, films, and English literature birthed within him a poetic documentary style of seeing an ability to creatively convey the essence of a moment. Washington's aesthetic journey has also included work as a freelance photographer, radio broadcaster, and recently as a Zoom conference moderator. Formal training received from the Howard University School of Communications, the Smithsonian, and continual self-study undergird his creative choices. Believing also that his gifts are endowed by the Creator, Washington uses his artistic expressions to acknowledge the foundational resources of love, joy, and peace. Currently, Washington is producing a book featuring his poetry and photographic works. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Mr. Seth Washington, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest book and purchase some of my Amazon best-selling books. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. The show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. Again, my special guest is Mr. Seth Washington. First, let me say congratulations on all of your success and your ability to bring love, peace, and joy to the lives of others through your music. I know some of my listeners who are avid music lovers, and especially young people who are really into music, and even those who are thinking about majoring in music or doing something in the lines of what you do will benefit from you being my special guest today and from you sharing so authentically. As you know, we've had an opportunity to work together on many projects, and I love all that you do in sharing of yourself with others. So welcome to my show, and how are you doing today, Mr. Washington?
Dr. Essie, thank you for having me. So I'm so honored to be here, and I'm doing well. Again, thank you.
You are indeed welcome, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our conversation. And I know that you have lots of experiences from your training at Howard University to where you are today. So please tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself and what you've been up to lately.
Certainly. Well, you know, I like to say that I was born and raised in New Jersey and finished high school there, a town called Neptune, New Jersey is my home. And then after that, I came here to Washington, D.C. to attend Howard University. And I like to say that from there, I grew up in D.C. And now I've been in the DMV for the entire time of my adulthood and have made it my home. And it's been a very blessed experience, a lot of learning and a lot of growing. And so it's been inclusive of working in the arts, learning in the arts. Has also been inclusive of learning in customer services as well, working downtown in Washington, D.C., in the law firms, in doing office services work, first starting out on the team and then becoming a team leader and manager, but the whole time continuing to pursue the things that brought me here, which was to study communications and the arts, which for a time when I was at Howard University, that is where I got my first taste of using a 35 millimeter camera, my first taste of being on the radio at the student station at Howard at WHBC, also doing a season of press box announcing for the Howard University football team, where I was fortunate that year that they had the homecoming at RFK Stadium, so I got to crack the mic at a professional football stadium during Howard's homecoming that year against North Carolina A&T. And so the progression has continued on throughout that time. And there's been formal studies, as you mentioned, Howard University, Smithsonian, and also Prince George's Community College. And there's been a great deal of ongoing self-study to keep myself abreast of what's next in terms of my creative ability.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And I just want to sort of highlight some of the things you said, because your ability to persevere to where you are today, you know, you went to the community college, you did some work at Howard University, and also self-studying to continue to hone your abilities and skills. So I just commend you for that. And I hope that the listeners out there, especially young people, I hope that they know that you really have to put in the time, the effort, and the energy in order to get the best you. And so I know your journey has been rich, and you've done and continue to do some awesome work. So tell us a little bit about who inspired you as you continue this journey.
Well, you know, being in Washington, D.C. is like really being in the midst of inspiration, truly. I came down here August of 1984, and when I stepped on the campus of Howard University, inspiration and ambition were really literally in the air. And I was so fortunate to tap into a group of souls that many of them already had their life plan clearly mapped out in their minds and in their hearts. And Dr. Essie, I must tell you, it's really powerful being in the midst of people like that. So I was fortunate to touch base on that energy. I can't say that my heart and mind had that same crystal clarity at the time. It did not, but nevertheless, it was a blessing to be amongst those who did. And so then from Howard University, being in Washington, D.C., one of the other elements of inspiration continues to be for me the Smithsonian Museums, where I have spent many hours having an opportunity for free to study some of the world's great artists that are exhibited throughout many of the museums that are there. And so that has been a constant source of empowerment for me. And as well, you know, from a child, I've always been attracted to great voices. And, you know, on TV or the movies, hearing people like James Earl Jones speak, and hearing people like great opera singers like Jesse Norman sing, and then someone like the great voice of John Facenda, who did the narration for NFL films, and who, in conjunction with the Sable family, who put NFL films together, really helped to create the lore of pro football that helped to make the NFL as powerful a source of entertainment as it is today. Great voices like that, and even singers like Luther Vandross and Chaka Khan, you know, the voice. Well, you know, in the beginning, God said something. And so voice is a very divine entity of power and emotive ability. And so hearing those voices and feeling that power have always been a part of my inspiration. Also, the great DJs on the radio in New York, like Frankie Crocker. They called him Frankie Crocker, the Chief Rocker. He had a voice like no other. And also a great DJ in New York, Yvonne Mobley. She was on 98.7 KISS FM. And so people who had the ability with their voice to convey power and emotion and clarity have always been a part of my inspiration.
Thank you. And I can tell you, you are so blessed to have been surrounded by great people. You mentioned, you know, DC is in the midst of inspiration, and I know Howard University as well because I've had an opportunity to study there a little bit myself in conjunction with another association. So, you know, we have so many young people, so many students who are coming out of high school, and they are just full of energy and they want to look and see what life has to offer them. So, what advice would you share with them? You know, I love the fact that you talked about inspiration and ambition and how the history is so rich and the opportunities are grand depending on the location that you go in. So just share with us some of the advice and some of the strategies and tips that you would leave with young people.
Well, you know, there is so much to be said for discipline. And so I would say, number one, whatever you do, do your best. Because developing the habit of doing your best in one area, then the habit of that process is transferable to another area. And in order to be consistent at producing excellence, as you know, Dr. Essie, it requires discipline in knowing what that process is like, both mentally and emotionally and so forth. And so get in the habit of doing your best, because it will nurture all of your processes throughout your life. And so the additional thing then is to have a sense of what it is you enjoy. Steve Harvey says something about, you know, your gift being the thing you do the very best with the very least amount of effort. And the earlier in life, I think that we can identify that in ourselves and take seriously that is what it is, because sometimes it can be something so basic, we may assume that it's normal for everybody to have that gifting, but typically that's not the case. And so identify the gift, identify the things that we're really good at, and apply, again, the discipline and love for doing those things at a high level. And additionally, then, to keep an eye on those who you admire and the work that they do, and begin to have a sense of what it's going to take to create things at that same level and at that same degree of excellence, and begin to apply oneself in that way.
I just love it. Powerful. I mean, powerful advice. And to all of the young people and anyone really who's listening, I just want to recap. And, you know, Seth talked about doing your best, no matter what that is, being disciplined. You have to develop that self-discipline. You have to have a sense of what you enjoy doing, and that will guide you in the right direction, because you will begin to identify your gift. And having a love for that at a high level and keeping your eyes on those you aspire to be like, that is so very important. So thank you so very much for sharing that wonderful advice. So tell us a little bit about perhaps some challenges that you may have faced, and how have you overcome, and how have you used that as a learning lesson to continue your journey?
Well, one of the earlier than writing, I was very active in photography, and it was a very, very fortuitous time of learning how to express myself creatively and to get to know myself more creatively under circumstances of professional requirements, where I was hired to photograph someone for a portrait or for a wedding and things of that nature. But, you know, it was a challenge also, because what I found out later was that writing was my true calling and my expression through words, written and spoken, was my true calling. But the blessing of the photography was that it enhanced my graphic sense and my ability to visualize. So I was able to transfer that over into creating more powerful verses. But in the meantime, there was an artistic yearning for me that was higher perhaps than my artistic ability could provide for me through photography, or that my skill set in photography could provide for me to attain. So for a time, that was a little challenging, where it was kind of like, wow, what's going on here? And yet, God provided a bridge of understanding when there was an opportunity for me to take some photographs that I had created of my dad during my visit home to New Jersey early in the 2000s, and I photographed him while he was walking for his morning exercise on the boardwalk. And when I got the images back, I was very inspired to write some words. First, a poem, one of my early poems. And because the images was of the boardwalk that morning reminded me of the times I had spent there as a child. And so I wrote the poem, and then I was inspired further to write a story about my dad and my mom's history of walking and running on the boardwalk as they had since the late 70s and early 1980s, and their journey toward maintaining their health. And so I submitted the work and to the local paper. I submitted the story, the poem, and the photographs, and lo and behold, they published them one Sunday in the Asbury Park Press. And so I was very pleased to be able to have that experience of my work being published. But it was interesting, though, because the spirit of writing hadn't really come upon me at that moment. So I still had a greater spirit of taking pictures. And so there's been these times, these years of transformation from going from a visual artist to more so a writer. And it was a bit difficult in not being fully clear initially that writing was for me, but nevertheless, it became clear at a certain point. And even my father, who never really interfered with my work as an artist or tried to give me too much advice, but he said to me, "Man, put the camera down. You can write." And so, I want to say that finding that clarity, that is maybe the element of self-study, that if you're being authentic and finding your own way, it can take time. But then God is strengthening in us the ability in that way to have an authentic voice. So I want to encourage anyone, again, on the pathway, as you mentioned, as being students, to know that it may or may not be totally clear right away, but stay true to what you know is your journey as someone, in this case, as a creative artist who is here for the purpose of an authentic mode of expression to, as you had mentioned, to uplift and inspire others.
Amazing. And what is so amazing about what you shared is that your father saw something in you that you did not even see in yourself. And you use your challenges as opportunities to create your best self and your best skills. And I know from working with you how you express yourself in your words and also photographs, and it can be captured in the Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine quarterly. So now talk a little bit about your greatest successes that you have experienced.
Well, you mentioned one of them, writing for a Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine, has provided for me an opportunity to write in a mode of consistency and under certain requirements for excellence and time frames and such. And so I think when you have an opportunity in some way to put your art under pressure, then, you know, you can then, and pressure also over time, then of course you have an ability to really sharpen your abilities at producing excellence. And then of course, working within a group of excellent content providers like yourself, Dr. Essie, as well as the founders of Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine, Dr. Sharon Harbor Porter and Karen McConnell Jones, two great women of Prince George's County, Maryland, then that also strengthens the ability for you to thrive. Just like being in the midst of that ambition at Howard University, then this is like a continuation of that, of being in the midst of very, very effective professionals and entrepreneurs who are on the staff of the writers of BNP Magazine. So that has been a very fortuitous success component for me. And then throughout the time of even going back to Howard, working with Ed Hill, who was the director of sports information And he's one of the first people who really helped me to align my gifts and my intentions with a purpose as well. And so working at WYCB, the gospel radio station, doing the board operating there on evenings and weekends. And, you know, there's been many examples and moments of being enriched through the process, and success really has been, I think, based in the intention and the focus given to the assignment, and having produced successful photographs for brides and grooms and so forth, and also musical artists who I photographed throughout the years. And I tell you, you know, the journey is, and how I have approached it has led to many blessings in my continued self-development.
Indeed, and congratulations once again. I do know that we are very blessed to have Dr. Karen and Dr. Sharon and Karen, excuse me, as a part of our process as we continue to share. So you shared some very important advice, and I just want to recap. And you said, put yourself under pressure so that you can sharpen your ability to produce excellence. And I just love that. So anyone who's listening, I just want to repeat that one more time. Put yourself under pressure so that you can sharpen your ability to produce excellence. So thank you. So how will you continue to help people, Seth?
Well, having the opportunity to be on platforms such as yours, Dr. Essie, I think is a way that is helpful. It's helpful to me to be able to express. And I know that as being one myself who enjoys listening to your podcast and to similar podcasts, and I know that these things are a blessing to me. So perhaps these words will be a blessing to others. And then continue to go forth on my art journey. I'm working on a book of photographs and poetry, and it's been really an uplifting experience for me, curating the words and the images and allowing me to really touch base on how God has provided me the opportunity to grow as an artist. And so I'm looking forward to finishing this and getting this out and making it available for others to share in this work in the book form.
Indeed. And I just want to say once again, thank you for listening to my podcast and for sharing. And you know, you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you, you helped me in so many ways because you're so articulate and so thorough when you share. And I just love listening to you. So thank you so very much. And tell the listening audience how they can get in contact with you.
Well, I am on Facebook, as you know, Seth Washington Voice. Also on Instagram, Seth.voice. And also my email is SethWashingtonPoetry@gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Seth. And thank you for being on my show today and sharing with the listening audience. You indeed have a platform to reach so many and spread that peace, that love, and that joy. So continue doing the awesome things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you with making a grand impact. Thank you again.
Dr. Essie, thank you very much. I am so honored again to be here to speak with you. I've been very fortunate to meet you. I remember when we first met at the opening meeting where the idea for BMP Magazine was presented, and you've been impressive from that very day on to now, and I commend you for all of your great works, and your great words about being an author has definitely been an inspiration to me as well, and so thank you very much.
My pleasure, and thank you once again. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.